An appropriate definition of mankind. Certain people came and described mankind as only a consumer creature and a pleasure-seeking creature. And they forgot about the divine and high aspects and features of mankind, which include love, affection, sacrifice, and bravery, love for other people, self-sacrifice, prudence, and dignity for mankind. They left all these aside. They circled them out. Whereas all these are needed for perfection of mankind and real life for mankind. If you take these away from mankind, it will be impossible to see lasting peace in the world. In case all people and all world nations and governments solely pursue maximum profit, interferences will happen, wars and fighting will happen. We need to set up new orders based on the right definition of mankind. Without the heaven, mankind is even below the level of animals. Human being, mankind, segregated from the heaven, has no difference whatsoever with other creatures. On the basis of the right definition of mankind, we need to set up new world orders. The goal behind the creation of mankind is not maximal consumerism. Consumption is necessary, but that's not a goal. The goal of mankind is moving toward human values and the blossoming of humane values in himself. Mankind means affection, it means love, it means love for others, it means trying to bring welfare for others. Let me cite a brief example, and then I'll finish my speech so that you are given most of the time for you to ask your questions. You can see that if a mother's love is taken away from a mother, if mother's love is taken away, we should define woman without the motherly feature for her, without love for children. Now the question is, in this situation, will you see any sign of humanity left? If mother's love does not penetrate into the soul of the kids, will the children later on in society love others, other members of society, when he grows up? If we have a society in which individuals do not care about one another and do not love one another, will that society, will you be able to live in such society? Will that society last? Never. Today we need to build a new world. The UN Security Council, the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, economic ties, political relations, and all the plans, development plans, must all be based on the right definition of mankind. This is the bright path of tomorrow, the path that all world nations, all thinkers, they need to join forces, join hands, and follow that path so that we will have a world devoid of aggression, threats, and occupation can be set up. Let's hope for that day to come. I would like to thank you all for your patience and also for the time that you had to wait here for us to start this. We were attending the meeting and we had some delay. I'm now at your service to answer your questions. Mr. Hossainpour, please.
The third-party enrichment deal can only be reached with a minimal trust. What does this mean? There have been many mixed messages over the weekend.
There is no translator. Say it again, I will translate. Okay.
The third-party enrichment deal can only be reached with a minimal trust. What does that mean? Because there have been many mixed reports over the weekend. Has Iran rejected the proposal, or will we see an agreement reached before the end of the year? Thank you very much.
Well, you all are aware of the Iran's nuclear program. The nuclear issue of Iran was not a legal issue, because based on the regulations of the IAEA, the use of enrichment is the lawful right of Iran. It has been Iran's right. It was not a technical issue either. That's because Iranian scientists, with their expertise, they embarked on enrichment and they possessed that knowledge. The issue is one of a political nature that front, which comprised a number of countries that are interested to rule the whole world, they consider themselves as first-class countries and they regard other world countries as second-rate and second-class. They basically have problems and oppose the progress of world nations. That is why they also oppose our progress in the nuclear field. They use all they had in the power to stop the Iranian nation. But the people of Iran withstood this and they became victorious. Now they are not able to do anything. The only way is interaction and cooperation with Iran. The issue which is on the agenda of the talks today is Iran's proposal itself. Cooperation instead of confrontation. We invited them. We told them. For 7 years, you tried your best against the people of Iran, and you chose the path of confrontation. What did you achieve? Today, the people of Iran are more powerful, and you're empty-handed. We propose that they stop confronting because it has proved fruitless, and we offered them to embark on the path of interaction. We had this offer of buying 20% enriched uranium. It was put forward on our side as a starting point for interaction. Well, it's up to them to decide. We prefer that they choose the way of interaction, that they are free to make their own decision. Question is being asked in Turkish. When you were elected as president, as a I have one question for you. In the past, regarding natural gas, there was an agreement between Iran and Turkey. It was signed. Will this be put into practice or not? Pezhak has said in Iran that they have stopped terrorist operations in Iran. But later on, there was a terrorist case in Iran's Sistan Baluchistan province. Does this terrorist group, have they given you a message from elsewhere? And you said that you will harshly respond to this terrorist act. Will that happen? Well, you were supposed to ask one question. I thank you. Our relations with Turkey are friendly and cordial. The agreements and contracts, we have numerous agreements between us, including in the fields of energy and gas. With a strong will that the two sides have, God willing, all these agreements will be put into practice, they will be implemented, and it will serve the welfare of both nations. Well, terrorism, they're all the same. They have the same roots. Greetings to the respected president. She shifted to Turkish.
Atom Enerjisi Kurumu Başkanı Muhammed Elbaradey, İran'ın elindeki düşük ölçekte zenginleştirilmiş uranyumun Türkiye'ye gönderilmesi teklifinde bulundu. Acaba sizin buradaki temaslarınızda, Başbakan Erdoğan'la olan, Cumhurbaşkanı Gül'le olan temaslarınızda bu konu hiç konuşuldu mu? İran bu konuda Türkiye'ye güvenir mi?
Our relations with Turkey are really good. We have full confidence in each other. In various areas, regional and international areas, we are cooperating with each other. And there is no problem between us.
Mezhepsel farklılıklar, ülkeler arasındaki mezhepsel farklılıklar, özellikle belki de ateşlenmeye çalışılan bir durum var. Yemen'de Husilerin durumu, Suudi Arabistan'ın durumunda halisi, İmam Hüseyin'in çok önemli mesajları olmuştu vefatından önce. Özellikle mezhepsel, Müslümanların mezhepsel problemleriyle ilgili olarak. Bununla ilgili bir açıklamanız olacak mı? Çok önemli bir husus çünkü İslam Birliği'nin oluşması için bu farklılıklar bir problem midir? Bunu sormak istiyorum size.
Well, you should pay attention that state and religion, they have only one root. True believers and faithful people have no differences among themselves. Those who are truly believers and religious people, they love one another. They never fight each other. Differences and conflicts are because they go awry and they don't go the way that religion has prescribed. Those who worship God and work for His cause, those who respect others and love others, they never fight one another. Fighting is for people who only care for themselves and work for themselves only. So anywhere you see there are conflicts between races and they're raising the banner of a certain religion or a certain tribe, and that's because they have stayed away from religion. Of course, there is a conflict between all those that are fighting, that are on the front of the righteous. And most world people are actually in that front of the righteous. All those people who love justice, who care about humanity, who love affection and have respect for others, they're all in one front. The majority of the 7 billion people inhabiting the earth. There's a small minority that through deception and through creating division and also warmongering, they're after their own interests. Well, naturally, between those majority and this minority, there will be some conflict. Sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's open.
Gündeme gelmişti. Haberler çıktı ve sizin de buna karşı olduğunuza dair bazı haberler okuduk. Acaba bu doğru mu? Siz kesinlikle karşı mısınız yoksa bu öneriye sıcak mı bakıyorsunuz?
Evvel değil mi? Karşı mısınız?
Well, they write many things in newspapers. They reflect lots of things in newspapers. The Iran's nuclear issue is over. Today, in our talks with P5+1, regarding Iran's nuclear right, we don't have anything to discuss with that group. That falls within the framework of the IAEA. and based on its regulations. This case is over. It's been over for a long time. But in international relations, we will cooperate with everyone except for the Zionist regime, which we do not recognize at all. We can have interaction and cooperation, and we have actually cooperation with other world nations. Naturally, these are bilateral or multilateral relations. If you suppose gas, for example, is transferred from Iran to Switzerland, well, this should pass by Turkey, and the Turkish government should also agree with that, and it should be stipulated in this contract. This is not called mediation. This is called interaction, or let's say cooperation. Such interactions we have a lot in various fields.
Sayın Cumhurbaşkanım, ben de
hangi yeni gazete?
Vakit gazetesi İbrahim Acar. Ben de nükleer enerjiyle ilgili bir olarak sormak istiyorum. Bugün
again the question is about the nuclear energy.
Bunu herkes kendi imkanlarıyla geliştirmiyor tabii ki. Amerika ve Rusya gibi ülkeler elinde olmayan
ve اون فعالیتایی که در زمینه هسته‌ای داره و موضعی که مقامات آمریکایی دارن در قبال اینکه به هر حال ایران یک موضع شفافی رو ارائه بکنه و همچنین درباره راکتورها نحوه فعالیت این راکتورها در ایران و موضع آمریکایی ها من سوال داشتم.
Well, we're now busy producing fuel for nuclear power plants. Of course, these factories are being developed. We have one in Natanz. Another complex is near the city of Qom. It's being constructed there. And I have said before that we need to have 50,000 centrifuges minimum to be able to provide fuel for one nuclear plant. Therefore, development of industrial fuel is on the agenda of Iran. Anytime we have surplus of, in addition to our own need, we will deal with the issue under the observation of the supervision of the IAEA. But regarding the nuclear issue of the Zionist regime, we share your opinion. It's said that some American nationals have been tried in Iran today. There was a question about this and wants clarification by the president. Well, I want to ask you a question. If in the city you find a number of drivers who repeatedly pass against the red light and they disrupt the city traffic, will you ask police officers on compassionate grounds to not deal with them, not to give them a ticket? In all world countries, illegal crossing over into another country's border has a heavy punishment. Unfortunately, these people illegally entered our borders. We're not happy. But we have to act according to law. We hope that our judiciary will have the right response. They have the right response to our judiciary, and that they didn't have any ill intention. We hope that this will happen. From BBC Persian, there is one question regarding $18.5 billion transfer from Iran to Turkey. There was a lot of media hype, even in Turkish media, and there were questions raised regarding this. Neither the Iranian side nor the Turkish side officially had any comments on the issue, but one Iranian said that what was he claiming about? That this $18.5 billion has entered Turkey. Well, no problem if he has done that. Well, I think that media, for some of the media, before spreading some news, they should sit down and think about the news for a few minutes. Now, I have a question. Do you know how much $18.5 billion mean? How much space it holds? They said that $8.5 billion in gold. That's the way it was reported. Gold is $20 per gram. And you can multiply and calculate and see how many 18-wheelers need to carry this. 30 big truck loads enter Turkey and nobody realizes that. How can this happen? How can they put all this gold together? Or they say $10 billion. How much space does one bunch of, dollars occupy? Put them together and see how many trailers need to carry all this. How is this possible? There are some business interactions, maybe $100,000, $1 million. These are done through bank transactions, maybe 10 kilos or 1 ton of gold. This is happening everywhere in the world. I don't want to say that this is the case, but these figures that they have mentioned is only a media hype. It was not real news. Well, anyone who found that amount, it can have it, can keep it. Welcome to Turkey.
Bugünkü düzenin iflas ettiğini ve yeni bir dünyanın kurulması gerektiğini söylediniz. Ben de şunu merak ediyorum.
Emirus derbari
today you talked about a new economic order in the world, and also you talked about relations between Iran, Syria, and Turkey, and business transactions that these countries can have with one another. Mr. Erdogan also had his own comments on the issue. On the whole, how do you see the level of cooperation? How do you evaluate that? Well, this is part of the proposals that was raised in COMSEC. Like you know, between Iran and Turkey, there is a contract. The contract is signed to have transactions with our own currencies, and this is very good to do. You know that the currencies now being used in transactions in the world, they are the means of economic dominance. They're the means of transferring and spreading actual inflation and the economic problems that of the countries that possess that currency to other world countries. If you assume that the world, the central bank in America, for example, has a certain amount of money, they publish that money and they spread it all over the world, distribute it all over the world, that means that paper is given, and in exchange they have gotten other people's monies or goods, or they have exchanged it with gold. That means their own wealth is added, but nothing is actually given to other nations. Regardless of the powerful currencies, actually disconnecting and acting independently from powerful currency means making the national economy immune to the incursion of other currencies. Iran and Turkey have signed the contract. It will set a very good example for others in the ECO. The same issue was raised, and we hope that between Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, this will be put into operation. And we also welcome Russia joining it. Anyone who joins this will actually try to avoid the losses incurred because of transactions with dollar.
Öncelikle Sayın Cumhurbaşkanımızı aramızda görmekten büyük mutluluk duyuyorum. Bugünkü toplantıda ticarette milli para kullanılması vurgusu yaptınız. Bu öneriniz toplantıya katılan diğer ülkelerde de kabul gördü mü?
Well, my question is also regarding a dollar and the model of the economy that you want to have in place instead of transactions with dollars. I think I have answered the last part of your question before. The reason is clear, having to do with dollar and having transactions with dollar does not benefit us, it harms us. Using our own currency benefits our own nation. Of course they welcomed it, but for it to be put into operation it needs some preparations, some arrangements. We need to have designs put into place and final agreements made, and then it can be put into operation. For the time being, it's been only the contract is resigned between Iran and Turkey, and we do hope that in the future it will prevail among others. My question is about the commercial ties between Iran, Syria, Turkey, and Iraq. Regarding the details of the contract that was signed today, the economic and business contract, can you briefly actually put some light on the contents of that contract, and also regarding Iran, Qatar, Syria, and some other Arab countries? How far can